The Delta Visual Arts Show is an opportunity for our region to celebrate visual artists of all types from throughout Arkansas and really the adjacent states as well. We'll have 60 Arkansas communities and 5 states represented at the show with over 200 artists who are selling their work, visiting with people, showing their work. So it'll be a lot of fun if you like the visual arts.
Well, how did this event get started? This is your 9th year. What was the process of getting this up and going?
We worked with the Clinton School of Public Service as a project, one of their projects for a team of their students. And they came down, and we actually have the goal one day of having a permanent arts center in Newport. And so they said, well, let's start something that you can have continually for a few years to show that you are able to sustain an interest in the arts. And we started the art show, and the very first year it had 17 artists in one building downtown. And it's grown to this year where we have 200 artists in 10 different buildings downtown.
Wow, that's incredible. So, is there any kind of vetting of the artists that come? Can anyone who is any type of visual artist simply come and set up?
There's no vetting. There's no juried show. And one reason is we see our mission as to nurture emerging artists. And sometimes they have a hard time breaking into the art scene and getting into the juried shows. However, we do have a limited number of booths. Each year we figure out where we can put artists, and so this year we had 184 booths, and they were full within 2 weeks after last year's art show.
Wow.
So we take a waiting list, and as people drop out, we're able to add other people in. But right now we've got 200 artists, and we still have over 30 on the waiting list who would like to get in. So we give first shot of registration to the artists who are at the show this year. They'll get a registration form in their packet at the show so they can go ahead and pre-register. And then we fill in the other spots, you know, the spots of folks who haven't or who aren't returning with these artists who might want to come in.
So where actually in Newport will all of these artworks be on display and for sale? Are there different venues, different locations?
There are different venues. It'll all be in downtown Newport, in the old historic downtown area. So we have a building known as the Sheer Magic Building, and it'll have 12 artists in it. The First Methodist Church Fellowship Hall will have 12 artists in it. The Episcopal Church Parish House will have 11 artists in it. The First Baptist Church Family Life Center is going to have about 70 artists in it. Our Chamber of Commerce building will have 21 artists in it. Our old train depot will have 19 artists in it. Seeds of Faith Church Fellowship Hall will have 12 artists in it. We have another little retail building called the Grimes Building that will have 11 artists in it. So they'll be scattered all over. And then this year, for the first time, we're having authors as well. And so there'll be 20 authors who will be set up in the library. And one of the features of the show is that the authors will be doing presentations and readings. So if you ever wanted to know how to self-publish your own book or write your own life story, those will be some presentations happening. And then we also have workshops for kids and adults in the visual arts. So there'll be 2 workshops for 4 to 8-year-olds and 2 workshops for 9 to 13-year-olds and about 5 or 6 workshops and demonstrations for adults. So it's a full day of fun. We have food trucks downtown. We have some downtown restaurants that'll be open. So if you get here at 10 when it opens, you can stay busy until 6 when it closes without any problem whatsoever.
Well, I get the impression that what you're presenting there in Newport is more than just like, say, an arts and crafts fair. You're taking it to sort of another artistic level beyond that. Is that a correct assessment of what you're doing?
It is. It is. There will be a very few crafters out of the 200. The majority of the work here is more fine arts. We'll have some jewelry makers. We'll have some metal workers. But we'll have a lot of fine arts paintings and some really well-known artists in the Jonesboro area, in the Little Rock area, will all be here. James Hayes will be here with his art glass. Matt Coburn from Little Rock, that a lot of people know, will be here with his painting. Sean Shrum from Jonesboro will be here and set up, and they've all been very, very supportive of the show. So we have some really well-known artists that will be here, and then we also have artists who this is the first show they're ever setting up at that will be here. And we think the combination of those two is a benefit to both artists. The established artists are sometimes inspired by the enthusiasm of the, you know, the young new artist, and the new artist can learn a whole lot from the ones who've been doing it for a while. So it's really created a neat synergy. And what's really been fun for the people who come and buy art at the show is sometimes they'll buy art from somebody that they really enjoy, and then in just a year or two, they see that person kind of explode on the Arkansas art scene. And so they were kind of at the cutting edge of knowing that artist.
What does an event like this mean for the economy of Newport?
Well, it means a lot. We had several of our restaurants, not just the ones downtown, but through town, that told us last year they just about sold out of everything. It'll bring several thousand people. The artists themselves last year sold a little over $180,000 worth of art in one day. And, of course, the city collects sales tax, you know, on all of that. So there are a lot of different things. But the biggest thing, I think, is we like people to realize that there's a lot that goes on in Newport and that the arts are an important part of our community. And so it helps let people know what kind of town we are, and we appreciate sharing that with folks.
One thing I don't think we've mentioned yet that you had mentioned to me earlier that's new for this year is that not only will you have the artists and the authors, but also music will be an element of the Delta Visual Arts Show.
It will. We will have musicians in each venue who will be playing kind of background music, and it is probably the most eclectic mix of music you could imagine. One of the venues will have a lady who plays the harp and the flute, and one of the venues will have a husband and wife who play Native American music, and one of the venues is going to have a guy who does acoustical songs, rock songs from the 60s, and another one is going to be a small acoustical band that does all original music. Another one's going to be an acoustical band that's going to do music from the 70s and 80s, and then we've got a guy who does Ozark folk songs that'll be in one of the venues. So you'll be able to travel, look at the art, but you'll also be able to walk around from venue to venue and hear very, very different styles of music.
One thing that I've noticed as well is that I found on the Facebook page for this event is that if people want a little bit of a preview, that many of the artists who will be there have posted photographs of their works that they'll have for sale.
They have, and we've encouraged them to do that, to put up different. You can either go to the main Facebook page. Some of them have posted there, and then some of them have posted on the event page, the 9th Annual Delta Visual Arts Show event page on Facebook. But you can see a lot of samples of what people are bringing, and once you look at it, you get pretty excited, and you see, this is not craft stuff. This is high-end art that a lot of folks are bringing.
My last question for you is just simply to, you know, if someone has not been to the event before, what would you say to encourage people to make the effort to be there in Newport on Saturday?
Well, I tell folks that the two things. One, get here early, because once you start walking around, you're going to want to spend the whole day, because it'll take it to see all 200 artists. But I also tell them that you're going to see some incredible artwork, painting, sculpture, pottery, jewelry, woodworking, metal sculptures. You're going to see some amazing stuff, and you will walk away really inspired and impressed by the creativity of people in Arkansas.